Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, this is the third day of the Winifred Redfield, Cedric Weehunt breach of promise trial. The townsfolk are again crowded into Ira Hodgkin's livery stable, which is serving as the courtroom, to witness the proceedings. Attorneys Skimp and Peabody are seated at the counsel table with their clients and are ready to carry on, in spite of the interruptions from Ira's cow and Grandpap's squeaky shoes. As we look in on the little community today, we find Clerk of Courts Milford Spears opening the day's session.
The Municipal Court of the Township of Pine Ridge, Arkansas, now is in session. Justice of the Peace, Lum Edwards, presiding. All please rise, please.
Doggy Grandpap, look there. Old Lum's got his robe pinned up in front this time so he won't trip over it.
Did he hurt himself when he fell down yesterday?
Well, he claimed he sprained his wrist the day before. I don't actually believe he did, though, because he can't recollect which wrist it was. There he goes again.
Who left that banana peeling laying there?
Oh, Ulysses must have done that, Lum. Long as we're holding trial during the lunch hour, he has to eat his lunch while he's sitting on the jury, you know.
Oh, well, Ulysses, watch you hurry you throw them peelings after this.
Okay.
Don't help me, Abner. I can get up by myself.
Oh.
Tell everybody to sit down, Grandpap.
Oh, please be seated, please.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hi, Miss Barton.
Miss Barton.
Mr. Clerk, is the jury all present?
Uh-huh.
I was asking the clerk.
Oh, are they, Grandpap?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good. We'll now proceed with the trial pending before the court. Per to it, Winford Redfield versus, Cedric Wolfgang Weehunt for breaching a promise. Plaintiff suing for $1,000 heart bomb. All right, now.
Your Honor, I would like to make a request, please.
All right, what is it, Squire? I mean, counsel for the plaintiff.
Sir, may it please the court? I would like to have that cow kept quiet today and be prevented from interrupting the proceedings every 2 minutes.
Well, I believe we've already taken care of that, Squire. Has the counselor for the defense fed Ira Hodgkin's cow yet?
Yeah, I done fed her, Your Honor.
Good. Has the counsel for the defense set the alarm clock so we can get back to the store on time?
Uh-huh.
Good. Let us proceed, then. Squire, call your first... wait a minute. Mr. Clerk, go over and wake up Grandpa Masters in the jury box.
All right, Your Honor.
All right, Squire, call your first witness.
We would like to call Charles Redfield to the witness stand.
Grandpap, I thought I told you to wear different shoes today. We can't hear nothing in here with that squeaking going on.
I'm having mother's hair sold.
Oh, well, tell them to hurry up and get it done, then. Who'd you want to call, Squire?
Charles Redfield, Your Honor.
All right, come on up to the witness chair, Charlie.
Don't forget what I told you now, Charlie.
Don't worry about me.
Hurry up, Charlie. Me and Abner got to get back to the store pretty soon. That's it, set right there.
I know why to set.
Wait a minute, the clerk ain't swore you in yet. Grandpap, come over here and swear Charlie in.
All right, but I ain't got Grandpa Masters woke up yet.
Well, let him sleep. One of the jurors can tell him what happens today.
I do, Miss Clayton.
Boy, I wish there was a pinball machine in here.
Be quiet, Cedric, be quiet.
All right, Charlie, raise your right hand. In the testimony you're about to give before this court, you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you. How are you, Charlie?
I do. Oh, pretty good.
State your name, Charlie.
Charlie Redfield.
All right, sit down, Charlie.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie's ready. Go ahead, counsel.
Yes, sir, thank you. Mr. Redfield, are you Charlie Redfield, father of the plaintiff, Winifred Redfield?
Of course he is.
Of course I am. Of course he is.
Everybody knows that. Don't take up the court's time with such unmaterial, non-elephant questions. Our time's valuable.
I was merely trying to establish a foundation for the testimony which is to follow.
Grandpap, stop making that noise.
That ain't Grandpap. That's Ulysses trying to open his lunch bucket.
Oh, well, try to be more quieter, Ulysses.
Okay.
Go on, Squire.
Mr. Redfield, did you receive a phone call from Mr. Lum Edwards about 2 weeks ago? By George Lum, you've got to do something about that cow. I can't conduct this examination with all that color going on.
I'm I'm sorry, Esquire. I thought we'd took care of that. Mr. Clerk, go over and shut the door.
Yep. That lunch smells good. Got any extra Ulysses?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm hungry, Law. Me and you ain't had no lunch yet.
I can't help it. This is a court of law, and we got to be dignified.
Oh.
That's it, Grandpap. Prop something up again the door. And then hurry back to your seat. Our order got that door fixed so it stopped swinging open that way.
Dog, as I'm hungry.
Say, Charity, did I tell you that Miss Hanson wants you to bring some of your Jimson weed salve and send it to you over to their place? One of her youngins is ailing.
Grandpap, you can't talk to your woman while she's on the jury.
Oh, that's right. I'll tell you later, Charity.
Well, are you all through walking around now, Grandpap?
Yeah, I think so.
And, Ulysses, do you have to eat that lunch right now?
Yeah, better simmer down a little, Ulysses.
Okay.
Go ahead, counsel. You won't be interrupted again, I'll promise you that.
Well, I hope not. Now, Mr. Redfield, did you receive a phone call from Mr. Lum Edwards about 2 weeks ago?
I sure did. Lum calls me up and says, Charlie, he says, now about this matter...
My questions, Charlie. Don't give the conversation. What exactly did the conversation deal with?
Well, Lum says to me, he says, Charlie, he says, now about this matter...
Just give me the general nature of the conversation.
That's what I'm doing. Lum says to me, he says, Charlie, old boy...
Did the conversation deal with a suggested wedding between your daughter, Winifred, and Mr. Weehan?
The counsel for the defense objects to that on the grounds that it's a leading question, don't you, Abner?
Huh?
Yes, he does. Objection sustained.
Doggies, I'm getting good at this lawyer stuff.
Mr. Redfield, what action did you take as a result of this telephone call from Mr. Edwards?
Well, you see, Lum says to me, he says, Charlie...
Yes, I know, but what did you do right after you hung up, Charlie?
Well, I went right out to get a marriage license for Winifred and Cedric, as you see, Lum says to me on the phone, he says, Charlie...
Yes, all right. You got a marriage license as a result of what Mr. Edwards suggested on the phone, is that right?
Wait a minute. I object to that myself. I never suggested Winifred and Cedric get married. I thought Cedric had already got engaged to Winifred by mistake. I was just trying to get him out of it.
Well, now, wait, Your Honor. You can't testify. You're not a witness.
No, but I'm justice of the peace, and I ought to have some rights around here.
Well, testifying isn't one of them. Now, Mr. Redfield, you say you got a marriage license. Is that correct?
Of course it is. Got it, because Lum says to me on the phone...
Just forget that now, Charlie. Now, this marriage license that you procured, did your daughter Winifred... Great Scott, Ulysses, do you have to unwrap those sandwiches right now?
Yeah, try not to make so much noise there, Ulysses. You're disturbing the other jurors.
Okay.
What kind of sandwiches are them?
Peanut butter.
Yeah, peanut butter. Go on, Squire.
Yes. Now then, Mr. Redfield, this marriage license, did your daughter sign it?
Why, naturally, she signed it. Who wouldn't after Lum says to me on the phone and says...
All right. Just answer the question, darling. Did Cedric Weehunt sign this marriage license?
He sure did. He came over to the house one day and signed it.
Well, I just thought I was just giving Winifred my autograph.
You can't talk now, Cedric. You're not on the witness stand yet.
Oh, excuse me. I take it all back.
Sir, Mr. Redfield, did you in any way force Mr. Weehunt to sign that license?
Why, of course not. Why should I have to force him to do that after what Lum had said to me on the phone? He says, Charlie...
Yes, I know. Now, Mr. Redfield,
peanut
I did...
Butter sandwiches. Peanut butter.
What was that, Your Honor?
Nothing. I was just thinking of some legal business here, turning over my head.
Mr. Redfield, after Mr. Weehunt signed the license, did you then set a date for the wedding?
I did.
Mr. Weehunt agree to that date?
He did.
And was the wedding held on that date?
It did. It almost was.
What exactly do you mean by it almost was?
Well, you know what happened. Just about the time Lum was trying the knot, Rum was doing the hitching, you know. Just about the time the I do's was coming up, the light at the schoolhouse went off, and when they come back again, Cedric was gone.
Yes. Now, as a result of this, was your daughter considerably disturbed and upset?
Oh, my, yes, yes, upset something terrible. My poor little daughter will never be the same again, never. She's going to have a nervous breakdown any minute. Oh, the poor girl.
All right, that's all, Mr. Redfield. Cross-examine.
That means you, Abner.
Huh?
Ask Charlie some questions now. It's your turn. You're counsel for the defense.
Oh, questions, yeah. How's your brother Ernie, Charlie?
No. Ask him questions about the stuff Squire's just asking.
Well, Squire's done ask him all that long.
Yeah, but Charlie's wrong about some of the answers.
I object to these comments from the bench.
Objection over reinstated. This court's trying to get at the truth, and I'm going to see that it succeeds, too. Even if I have to keep this trial running for the next 50 years, I'm going to see to it that... Granny's usually sees. Is that hot coffee you got there?
Yes, good and hot, too, huh?
Got quite a bit of it, too, ain't you?
Well, quite a little.
Uh-huh. Court's adjourned till tomorrow noon.
Adjourned? The alarm clock ain't rung yet long.
I can't help it. Court's adjourned. All the jurors are now excused till tomorrow noon. All except Ulysses S. Quincy. Court wants to see Mr. Quincy back in the judge's chamber for a second. Granny's coffee and peanut butter sandwich.